This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Dolphins, I'm sure you talked about the game on Saturday. I'll give you a training camp report that's sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening. Hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Joe Shad wrote in the Palm Beach Post, stock up, stock down. After the Dolphins-Lions game on Saturday. Stock up, Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers. He says Wilson and Ewers seem much more comfortable in their second week of action. Wilson made some plays on the run. Wilson held the ball a little too long at times, but made pretty good decisions. Ewers showed what he had to show in recent training camp practices, which is progress, and he gained confidence. We got our jitters out, Ewers said, of the Dolphins offense in a CBS interview. People were excited about Quinn Ewers after that game. There was a little percolating Quinn Ewers for backup excitement going on after that game. I don't see any scenario where that happens, but that is starting to percolate.
And the numbers look, what was it, like 11 for 18? He looked good, two touchdowns. The timing of it, like, him getting the ball out of it's just a fast-paced offense, and you could tell that something went off in his brain about, I'm not supposed to be back here in no 9 seconds. Let me read this defense and get the ball to somebody quick. And he's looking more like Tua, but he's delivering the ball where Tua would do it. He catches onto the offense. Zach Wilson runs around in circles. That's going to be tough for us.
The interesting thing to me is, are the Dolphins going to go down this same road that they went down with Skylar Thompson?
Yes.
Which is, oh, we drafted a late-round quarterback. We can't put him on the practice squad because someone's going to take him. So now we got to eat up one of the 53 roster spots
yes.
with him,
yes.
and we'll keep him along even though he's not going to play anytime soon, but we can't risk someone grabbing him. And then are we going to see the same thing that we saw with Skylar Thompson?
I want three quarterbacks. I'm saying it. I'm coming out. I'm saying it. I saw enough from Quinn Ewers. I want him on the 53.
Well, I think he will be, because I don't yes. think that they can risk losing him. But it's funny to me. This is a replay of Skylar Thompson.
Yep. Exact thing. Same thing.
Down to the round they were drafted, I think.
Yes.
If you could put him somewhere, you just put him up. But he's going to be, when they play the Colts, Quinn Ewers will have a jersey on standing there with a little earpiece in.
Yeah. Other stock up from Joe Shad, Tanner Connor, the tight end. He says, we see Tanner Connor on the Dolphins 53-man roster because they've spent years developing the former receiver. Connor can be the type of seam weapon Mike Gesicki once was for the Dolphins. He can be a suitable backup for Darren Waller. He's added some size and strength, but he adds nice explosive dimension as well. We would also like to mention Ollie Gordon, Theo Weese, and D. Eskridge. Gordon had significantly closed the gap with Jalen Wright for Dolphins running back number two, which I think And I don't know if he's on stock down. I have another report to get to later in the show, but Jalen Wright's numbers are terrible. Mm-mm. The first couple preseason games.
Like, might have lost his job.
I lean Ollie Gordon in that debate in a heartbeat. I don't even give it a second thought. Ollie Gordon's shown me enough. Give him RB2.
And he adds the meat to it. The short yard is the thunder and lightning, whatever you want to call it. Jalen is a lesser Achan. So we have a little back that runs real fast. Let's put another little back that runs real fast.
Ollie Gordon's a lesser Derrick Henry, maybe a greater Derrick Henry.
You always go too far. But no, I Ollie gets downhill. When there's nothing, he leans for 3 yards. So that's what we need.
Dolphins stock down from Joe Shad was Keon Smith. He says Keon has not seemed to be back from a serious 2024 injury. He was jerked around a bit from tackle to guard this summer and has not shined when called upon at tackle in recent weeks. Dolphins may have a real problem at backup offensive tackle. And the other stock down was Cam Smith. He says the Dolphins barely played Cam Smith, even though this could have potentially been a very significant opportunity for the third-year player. It can easily be argued that Smith has been the worst of 10 second-round picks Miami has made between 2015 and 2024. Let's hope the biggest reason Smith didn't see more reps was that he had yet another lower body injury not long ago. Like, you're hoping for an injury instead of just it being performance-based, but neither one of those is the greatest situation to be in with Cam Smith. But it was very obvious that he wasn't out there, and this probably seemed like the scenario where you'd have seen a lot of them, so it was a little quizzical on Saturday.
This is I don't know if this is an old man phrase, but we bought a lemon.
May have.
You know what that is, Solana?
Yeah, a dud, but okay, he's an expensive lemon. And I think I think that's why he's not going to make the roster. Like, from what I'm reading, the reason he's not going to make the roster is because by cutting him, they save more money than by keeping some of the other cornerbacks who you don't know about either, but you want to save money there, right? So, I mean
you've seen him for 2 seasons. He hasn't been good enough to get on the field.
Chris Perkins scoffs. Like, when we brought on Chris Perkins, he scoffed at the idea that Cam Smith was going to get playing time. Omar Kelly said he's not an NFL pro the other day. Like, unless all these reporters are just way off on him, which they can't be because he would be playing. He'd be getting an opportunity. So, I don't get it.
Chris Perkins laughed just at the thought of us speaking about Cam
Smith. Like, Cam Smith. Oh, yeah.
What problem is he going to solve? Storm Duck takes his job. He's still there. They bring in Jack Jones, who got destroyed by the Lions multiple times. They're just moving people up. This Ethan Bonner is playing better than Cam Smith.
He got hurt. Poor Ethan Bonner. Well, I'm such a big Ethan Bonner guy. Poor guy got hurt.
Yeah,
literally, in the game.
He's better than Cam Smith right now. Today, hurt, he's better than Cam Smith. Well, put him out there with a boot on.
Doesn't bode well for Cam Smith.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah. So we had like Jamarcus Russell, first round bust. Cam Smith is a second round bust. It happens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.